Hello, everyone. I'm David Thompson. I am the Chief Executive Officer of the Food and Drink Federation Scotland. And I'm joined on today's podcast by Andrew Walker from Morton Fraser McRoberts and Paul Crawford from Panther Milk. The drinks sector in the UK is facing a significant amount of challenges. We all know that. It's early 2024, and there are lots of things in the past and on the horizon that are impacting on businesses. However, let's be clear, there's lots of good news in the drinks industry as well, in particular for earlier stage drinks businesses, with the arrival of InDrinks and, in particular, InDrinks Catalyst. InDrinks is a relatively new fixture on the Scottish drinks scene, with a meeting earlier in March where there were 1,400 visitors visiting 100 drinks brands and 80 exhibitors. So a big part and a big fixture in the Scottish calendar now. And InDrinks Catalyst is a competition for a business accelerator program where the winners will get support to build their brand. As I said, I'm joined first by Andrew Walker from Morton Fraser McRoberts. And Morton Fraser McRoberts, as well as being a Food and Drink Federation affiliate, also sponsored InDrinks Catalyst this year. Andrew, I wonder if you could explain a little bit about what InDrinks Catalyst is and the process it involves.
Thanks, David. And can I just say thanks very much for the opportunity to join this podcast. It's great. And it's really good to be talking to Paul Crawford as well from of Panther Milk. We'll come on to Paul in a little while. But to answer your question, and thanks for setting the scene there, InDrinks Catalyst is the brainchild, in inverted commas, of KD Media, Kirsten Spears, who was diligently speaking to our friend at Johnson Carmichael, Adam Hardy, a couple of years ago. In fact, it was 2023, and they came up with the idea of creating InDrinks and also the subset of that, which is InDrinks Catalyst. You've explained the InDrinks conference. It's a really great networking forum, the SACC in Glasgow, over 2 days in March. The first of these took place in March 2023, and we did it again on the 8th and 9th of March of 24. And InDrinks Catalyst is a subset of InDrinks. What it is, as you've already touched on, I think, David, is it's a competition. And it's for businesses that are less than, I think it's 3 years trading. Some of them are pre-revenue, but most are actually making some revenue. They're early stage, obviously. And they are in the drink sector, and there is a alcoholic category, and there's a non-alcoholic category in terms of prizes. And the prizes basically comprises mentoring support, which is given over a 12-month period by my firm, because we are co-sponsors, Morton Fraser McRoberts. We're co-sponsors of InDrinks Catalyst alongside Johnson Carmichael and also KD Media. And we provide mentoring support for a 12-month period. We try and, we'll come on to this later on in this discussion, really try and go the extra mile about trying to plug the winners and indeed other finalists in InDrinks Catalyst into our network and really give them as much support and encouragement as we can, because we're massively enthusiastic about the sector. We love it. I mean, I think the food and drink sector in Scotland and indeed across the UK is a really interesting. So it's not without its challenges. It's a really interesting sector, not without its challenges, but it's a really interesting sector and one that we're big fans of and keen to support. So it's about nurturing early stage talent, David.
Absolutely. And what as part of the sponsorship of InDrinks Catalyst, when if people are joining it, what kind of things do they have to do in order to win the competition, Andrew?
Well, that's a good question. So basically, we go the panel, if you like, or the organisers of InDrinks Catalyst, KD Media, ourselves, and Johnson Carmichael. January time broadly this year and last year, we invited applications from basically an open door. Anybody could apply as long as they were up to 3 years trading. There's quite a lot of appetite to apply, and then we have a vetting process, and we bring it down to about 10 finalists. In 2023, we had a bit more than that. This year, we had 10 across in both alcoholic category and non-alcoholic category of drinks businesses. And then what happens is that, as I said, InDrinks Catalyst is a subset of InDrinks. So at the actual event on the 8th and 9th of March, there was an area of the SACC, a subset of the floor space held by InDrinks, where the InDrinks Catalyst finalists gathered, and they did a presentation, a pitch to the audience, and the judges then convened and the decision was made and the winners were announced. And this is the winners for Noise Catalyst 2024 were Long Caro, which is the alcoholic winner, and the non-alcoholic category winner was a business called Impact Coffee. So that was last year. But I'm interested in just reflecting on what took place in 2023, and we're actually delighted to have in our company today Mr. Paul Crawford from Panther Milk. And Paul and I first met in 2023 because his business applied to InDrinks Catalyst and was successful in winning the alcoholic category. And we thought it would be useful to have Paul along today just to talk about his experience of going through the InDrinks Catalyst journey and, you know, as I understand it, the benefits that that achieved. So, Paul, welcome to the podcast. And do you want to say a little bit about yourself and in the first instance and a little bit about Panther Milk?
Thanks. Well, thanks, guys, for having me on the podcast, first and foremost. Yeah, I first was made aware of the InDrinks Catalyst competition through our friend Adam Hardy at Johnson Carmichael via a post on LinkedIn, I think, and he kind of tagged me in it. And, you know, we looked at it and we thought, yeah, this looks like something we would like to apply for, not least of all because, you know, as a winner, there's numerous benefits that come along with the prize, which I can go onto in a minute. But just from a commercial point of view, you get a free stand at the InDrinks show. You know, it was great. It was for us, you know, when you're a small startup business, every single penny counts as a prisoner. And, you know, we benefited from having a free, as you described, Andrew, a free stall at the pavilion, the InDrinks Catalyst Pavilion, it was called. So that was great. We made some new friends, new customers at that. So that was great. But also, as I said, there's numerous benefits that come along with actually winning it, which we managed to do against some very stiff competition. So that was tremendous, you know, and we were very chuffed and grateful to be able to win that.
Can you tell the listeners a little bit about Panther Milk as a business, what your kind of USP is, to use that horrible expression, and, you know, where you are as a business in terms of context?
Panther Milk is the world's first oat milk-based alcohol brand. So it's inspired by a 100-year-old Spanish drink called Leche de Pantera, Milk of the Panther. The drink itself has got a very interesting story. So the legend goes that it was invented for troops of the Spanish Foreign Legion who were nicknamed the Panthers. And in the 1920s, very famous kind of bartender Perico Chicote, whose bar is still in Madrid. If you're ever in Madrid, go to Chicote's. I don't think he's there anymore, but his bar is certainly still there. And he was asked by a general in the Spanish Foreign Legion to come up with a drink that would be the drink of his troops, the Panthers. So Perico Chicote got to work and he mixed up some condensed milk and rum and gin and brandy, and he came up with this drink called Leche de Pantera, the Milk of the Panthers. I discovered that probably about more than 15 years ago in Barcelona. I used to previously own a nightclub in Glasgow called The Sub Club, which is one of the kind of foremost electronic music clubs in the world. And okay. We used to run in Barcelona as part of a bigger music festival there called Sonar. And someone took us to the Gothic Quarter and took us to a bar and said, have you ever tried this drink, Leche de Pantera? And we had, I can't really go into the details of the night, but we had a smashing night on Leche de Pantera.
I'm sure you did.
And we ended up telling everyone we knew that it's really well attended from people from Scotland, this festival. You know, people go over in their hundreds to it. And we told everyone we knew about it, all the DJs and promoters of different club events and stuff about this drink. And when we went back to the bar the following year, it was full of Scottish people all drinking Leche de Pantera. So the word had really got out. It's quite sweet, it's quite boozy, you know, very good for the Scottish palate. So that was the kind of, at that point I thought to myself, I'm going to maybe try and do like a pop-up bar just selling Leche de Pantera in Glasgow and see what happens. And a friend of mine had bought what was the old Bar 10 in Mitchell Lane, and turned it into Tabac, which it is now. And they had a little space at the back, which was kind of through like a fire exit door. And then you went into this little room that maybe held about 30 people. It had an old 1950s goods elevator in it. And we decided that, and he was looking for an idea. So I said, well, you know, what about having a bash at this Panther Milk Bar? He had no clue what it was. I had to convince him. And we launched it as a pop-up for 3 months. And it just went crazy after that. Vice Magazine even wrote an article on us. And it lasted 4.5 years until the bar was sold. And at that time, we were only open Friday and Saturday evenings for 3 hours a night, 9 till midnight each night. And it was just, it was sold out every week for the whole duration of that stint. So that was kind of the embryonic days. I always had a vision of an idea of trying to turn this into a brand. And then when the pandemic struck, I was made redundant from my job at the time, and I thought, right, I'm going to have a bash at bringing this to the market. So during that time, we also made the decision. I'd stopped personally drinking dairy milk, and, you know, looking at climate change and sustainability, we decided to launch an experiment, first of all, with different plant milks. And we landed on oat milk as by far the most sustainable, but also it was also by far the most delicious. So we then made the change to oat milk as when we launched properly as a drinks brand.
Okay.
And that was the kind of start of it all.
Really interesting. David, have you observed with interest Panther Milk's development to date?
I have, yeah. That's a fascinating story, Paul. What an amazing story to get into that. And it's really interesting. You're talking there about the decisions people are making around dairy, oat milk, a whole range of other things. It's a very, very live debate in the industry at the moment as to what choices people make and what people are going to consume in the future as well. So really interesting that you were thinking about that as you were developing the brand, which is actually not necessarily always the case. Sometimes people come to it a bit later.
Yeah, I think it was core to us. It was really important that we kind of looked at what kind of company we wanted to create. First and foremost, and that had sustainability at its core. For us, it was more a choice then of comparing all the different milks available and, you know, trying to get the balance between the most sustainable and the most delicious. And luckily, oat milk was both. So that was a big tick on the box for us.
Terrific.
And I was going to ask Paul if I can. Has that helped? When you're talking to potential buyers and things like that, does that kind of sustainable approach, does that help in the conversations that you have?
Absolutely, 100%, David. I think we've won kind of numerous awards actually for the drink, a couple of gold medals at the IWSC and the spirits business. And I think the fact that we're doing something a bit different, we were the first, as I said, the world's first oat milk based alcohol brand. It focuses people's attention on our sustainability credentials, and it definitely. For us, it's not just about ticking boxes, though. It's about having values that can really drive the business forward. And we just felt that it was a no-brainer, and it's been rewarded in spades. I think my PTSD appearance on Dragon's Den was also probably as a result of us having a world's kind of first plant milk based alcohol brand. So definitely has helped enormously, I think.
And Paul, would you strongly support businesses, or would you strongly encourage, is more the better word, businesses who are thinking about applying to Indrinks Catalyst to do that? Would you say that's something that they should definitely take the time to do?
Absolutely, absolutely, Andrew. We've benefited it from it enormously. As I said, not just the commercial aspect, but the support that you get, you know, post-winning. You know, we've had the fortune of working with yourself and, you know, your fantastic legal representation on, you know, Morton Fraser McRoberts. And not just that, again, as a startup, a very generous discount package was applied to a lot of the work that's been done there. So, as I said, when you're trying to start a business, every penny's a prisoner. So any help like that is absolutely invaluable to the business. So that's been fantastic. We had a great day kind of session with Contagious, and also we've now been using Johnson Carmichael, who successfully applied for our EIS status, so we're now EIS approved. Yep, which
exactly.
Again in turn with the investment that we just managed to secure just before Christmas. And not only that, one of the judges on Indrinks actually liked what we were doing so much that he's now working with us. So Paul Miller, formerly of Eden Mill, is now our head of commercial. So the benefits to our business have been transformative in terms of what's happened since then.
That's terrific. It's been great for me to see the evolution of the business in the last 12 months as well. So really exciting times ahead. Something that I, you know, personally keen to just explore with both of you, actually, while it's in my head, is if I kind of put my kind of corporate lawyer hat on and, you know, I get out of bed in the morning and my role was to advise clients on, guess what, legal issues, because that's what I do. So that's my job. However, the longer the tooth I get, and I don't think I'm alone at this, in this approach, but I would like to say that I really, and my firm as well, we really try and go out of our way to try and be much more than just the lawyers to the business. We actually met Indrinks Catalyst as part of this. I mean, what we do, and what I mean by that is, you know, as a professional advisor, somebody who's been, in my case, I've been in legal practice scarily for over 30 years now, guess what? In the course of the 30 years, I have, by definition, accumulated a large, I wouldn't say black book, spoken a bit far, but a lot of really interesting contacts in the non-exec community, private equity, angel investors, banks, accountants, corporate finance advisors, R&D tax credit experts, Scottish enterprise contacts, IP, PR, the list goes on. I mean, being a corporate lawyer, you touch all of these bases. So what I always try and do, and again, without polishing the halo, it's just a statement of how we kind of roll, how we try and modus operandi, really try to, you know, extend the network. And, you know, even if it's a business that I met, as I did, at Indrinks in early March, most of those businesses aren't clients of my firm. I went along, good networking opportunity. Of course, we'd like to act for all of you. That'll never always happen. But, you know, I think as a professional advisor, you have a really interesting opportunity to plug all of those kind of networks and those skills, which are not legal skills, into the businesses you meet. And I think if more professional, but again, without polishing the halo, I think if more professional advisors thought that way, who knows what useful introductions would be achieved. And the reason I say that is because it's very easy as a lawyer just to put your head down and get on with it and do the legal work. And that's what we do. But what I'm saying is, I think it's encouraging, and anyone listening to this, to the extent they don't already, a professional advisor, accountant, but lawyer particularly, if you're not thinking already about, you know, what you might usefully do in a kind of very wide-ranging introduction making sense, I really encourage you to do that. So David and Paul, interested in your take on that. Does that kind of resonate with what I've just said? I mean, do you, is that a given in your world, or do you think that's a really healthy approach?
I wouldn't speak for businesses, but for the FDF, it's absolutely a given that you know, it is absolutely around the wide range of contacts, insights, and connections that we can deliver, and we can do that together. I've been working in food and drink in Scotland for around about 16 years now, in various different guises. And there are, I think, two things. The first thing is Scotland is too small a market to compete with each other. So we should be trying to trying to support each other and compete with the rest of the world in everything. And then the second thing is what Paul's story has just shown, actually. You know, we work with yourselves, Andrew. We work with Adam Morton Fraser. I've known Paul Miller for about most of those 16 years in various ways, who's now working with you, Paul. It just shows how you can make those connections and how you can have all those links in Scotland. And that makes us a really provides a really good opportunity for us to you know, compete with the world rather than focus on the market at home. So I think there's huge amounts of opportunity in that, and I would concur with what you're saying, Andrew, in that you know, the more people acting in that way, the better for the benefit of the industry. One last thing I would say before Sina Paul has anything to say on this is, it can be really difficult when you're a small business to do anything but produce your product and try and sell it. And sometimes even that's too difficult on any given day. And so, you know, the more help that is available to businesses and the more we can make it easy for businesses to access and use that help in a way that's quite personal, I think, is really, really important because in Scotland, at least, food and drink manufacturing is a small, very small and maybe medium-sized enterprise business for most of it. And so thinking about how you support SMEs, and in particular those starting out, like Paul's just gave us an amazing story of, is really important.
Totally agree, David. I think, you know, the kind of collaborative approach is one that, again, if you look even at our early business plan, you know, it was all about collaboration and using I suppose our network and networks of other people that we know to try and help us. And I've been always very big on getting people involved in the business that know more about things than I do, because my experience lay more on the other side of the bar for years. And you know, we're lucky that we've appointed our head of marketing as someone. When I started the business, I formed an advisory board, which was really just in title only, an advisory board, friends of people that I've known in the industry for a long time that said they would be happy to help me. But that advisory board, one of the members of that has now joined as our head of marketing. So Neil Mowat, who has a long history in the drinks industry, was head of new brand and innovation at Tennent's when they launched Everlea, and you know, went to Iron Brew as a brand controller for Iron Brew and several other AG Bar brands. And more recently, the last 5 years, he's been at Ian McLeod Distillers as their UK head of marketing, so Edinburgh Gin and various different whiskey brands under his remit. So that, you know, that power of collaboration, that kind of networking approach to things, I think is vitally important to any business, I think, especially in the early days. And just to echo what Andrew was saying again, not polishing your halo, Andrew, but I think, you know, the team at Morton Fraser McRoberts just really did go out over and above to get our investment deal finished before Christmas, which was vitally important in all sorts of ways for us, because it meant that we could meet deadlines on bottle orders and fillings and all sorts of stuff. I think poor Kieran, I think, had a weekend off and ended up working most of it, I think, on kind of some of our stuff or most of our stuff. And we concluded the investment deal 3 days before Christmas. So that was just an illustration of you know, the help that can be given from, you know, winning the in-drinks competition.
Thanks for that. And I would add that we are continuing to support in-drinks and in-drinks catalysts. And I think it's not absolutely definitively decided yet, but I've already said to KD Media and John Scamichael that we'll be very keen to support it again in 2025. So looking forward to that. It's going to be great. And I would add, by the way, that I think the Panther Milk product's superb. I've tried it. I think I'd encourage everybody listening to this to try it, because it's really, really tasty.
Thanks, Andrew. And we're delighted that we're just, we're in Asda already, and they've just given us an extended list. So we were in 42. It's now gone up to 58. So we must be doing something right there. But more kind of exciting news than that, we've got three of the the other big major supermarkets who will be taking the product this year, as well as your kind of smaller, more convenience-led ones. You know, the likes of ScotMid and Co-op are very interested in our range.
You'll have a little party to mark its launch, I'm sure, Paul.
We are, and you're most welcome to come along. It's on the 18th of April at the Old Savings Bank in Glasgow. So put Fantastic. That in your diary. Consider yourself invited, and hopefully you can manage along.
Brilliant. Listen, thank you, Andrew, from Martin Fraser McRoberts for a very kind of thoughtful and helpful guide through the conversation today. And thanks to Paul for an amazing story around Panther Milk and the job that you've seen done for you through the InDrinks Catalyst. So thanks to everyone for contributing to what has been a really interesting podcast. And I look forward to sampling the product.
Thanks a lot. We'll get some in the post.